I think what has been what is sort of the most shocking to sort of for the public to wrap its brain around is that we've all had this idea for decades now that plastic could be recycled, that the vast majority of this plastic is somehow going to either be taken from our homes in blue bins, or we're going to sort it ourselves into the right trash cans, or if we just put some of these containers in the bin, it's all going to get recycled somehow. And the reality is, and some people have become aware of this since China has shut its doors, but is that the vast majority of plastic can't be or won't be recycled. And in fact, if you look at the last 40 years, only 10%, less than 10% of plastic has ever been recycled. And that number is now expected to even drop lower. And Americans simply have not known that. I think the vast majority of Americans believe that plastic can be recycled. And what we found in our investigation is that that's not an accident. That happened because that is what the public was told over a series of ads and promotions and publicities that happened in the 90s that were bought and paid for by the oil industry and the plastic industry, because the oil industry makes the plastic that the plastic industry then turns into the things that we use. That understanding of sort of seeing the industry sort of grab onto this idea of recycling really got us started into trying to understand what was going on. Did they not know about the vast majority of plastic, or did they know? And when we went back and looked at their documents from those decades, we ended up digging through dozens of archives and former court cases and things like that. We ended up found a number of documents that pointed to the fact that top industry officials knew in the 1990s, at the same time that they were promoting this idea that you can recycle plastic, that it was costly. They called sorting it infeasible. One document says that tells executives there is serious doubt that recycling large quantities of plastic will ever be made viable on an economic scale. And they told the public the opposite.
You and I, as reporters, investigators, you always start with those data points, right, to really outline your story and how much plastic is out there. What are some of the numbers? I know they're staggering.
Well, plastic is expected to outweigh fish in the ocean by 2050. Plastic production is expected to triple by 2050. So if the amount of that means that the plastic industry has tripled its investments into producing more and more plastic, which means the world at large needs to use three times as much plastic as it does right now. And if you try to wrap your brain around how much plastic that is, if you think about how much plastic is in your daily life already, and tripling that and tripling it in developing countries where some of these growth markets are, where is all that plastic going to go? Because if it's not getting recycled, what's going to happen to it? And so we ended up traveling to Indonesia since the plastic no longer goes to China, and it was sort of questionable what was happening to it in China in the first place, now it's going to other countries. One of those countries is Indonesia. Not as much of it, but we ended up tracing the plastic that was quote-unquote getting recycled. It was the plastic that Americans were putting in their blue bins where, hoping that this was going to get recycled. And we ended up tracing it all the way down to neighborhood communities in Indonesia where the vast, it was just getting dumped. We had a worker who worked at one of the quote-unquote recycling places, and they said that they would just pick through it for the good bits, like soda bottles and milk jugs, which still have some value. But the vast majority of it has very little value, and they end up just dumping it into the communities and burning it.
You mentioned,
and then, of course, as we know, a lot of it's winding up in the ocean.
You mentioned communities. I know here in Kent County, there's this huge recycling facility. There are other communities that have also made those types of investments. So what really is taking place? If you've got the petroleum industry promoting this whole idea of recycling, what investment has it made to make a system that it claims to be in place work?
So the plastic industry told us in interviews that they're doubling down on recycling. That technology is going to save the day. They're going to invest $1.5 billion in new technologies that will help recycling and help take care of the plastic waste problem. That is exactly what the industry did 20 years ago when it was facing the first plastic crisis. It created sorting machines that ended up not working. It invested all of this money in promotions and school projects and school recycling contests and, you know, we're going to recycle all the plastic in national parks. All of these programs shuttered or failed within 5 years, and they never went anywhere. But they sent a message to the public that all this plastic was going to be recycled. So the industry says they really mean it this time, that the public should believe them this time. They acknowledge that the vast majority of plastic has never been recycled. But they said this time it really will be. We haven't seen any technology that can handle the enormous problems that plastic has. Just from, you know, just from the get-go, here's the problem with plastic. Anybody can take something plastic and turn it into something new. But the question has always been whether or not it's worth it. I mean, you've got to send a garbage truck out to your house. You have to pay someone to sort it out, melt it down, turn it into the new thing. And plastic is made out of oil and gas. And oil and gas is cheaper at historic lows right now. It's usually cheaper, easier, or both just to start over. So some of the original heavy-duty plastics, like soda bottles and milk jugs, have some value here in the United States. There are some people that will take them off recyclers' hands, but the vast majority of plastic has no value, and that's strawberry containers, salad boxes, bags, takeout containers. The vast majority of plastic that people are using and that you see in the grocery store cannot be recycled, and that is just something fundamentally that most Americans and the public does not understand, because that has not been what they've been told.
I don't know if you had the same reaction, but for me, when I learned that China was no longer going to be receiving U.S.-shipped recyclables, plastics, that to me was an alarm bell. What did that Chinese response do for your story and the way you tell it?
You're absolutely right. I mean, that is what pulled back the curtain on this entire mirage that has been going on for the past 40 years. With China gone, when they said we're not going to take your plastic trash anymore, all of the plastic recycling, you know, basically imploded in the United States because there was nowhere to send all this stuff. We went out to recyclers in Portland. We've been, to recyclers around the country, and the majority of them were saying this plastic trash has no value, that we can't give it away. We have to pay somebody. We went to one place in Oregon where she said, we will take white milk bottles and we will not accept any other plastic. The state recycles the soda bottles. We will not accept any other plastic because we can't. It costs too much money to pay someone to come take it. And even with the soda, even with the white milk jugs, she's still paying someone to come pick up those white milk jugs and turn them into something else. And then that cost is getting passed on to the taxpayers and ratepayers who pay for the garbage. So this idea that when you put some sort of plastic item into the bin, especially ones that, you know, are these very prevalent ones from the grocery store, this idea that it's going to go then be recycled and turned into something else is an idea that's been manufactured by the oil and plastic industry. Now, there are, you know, a couple of these plastics that can be recycled, largely soda bottles and milk jugs, and that's fine. And the technology, a lot of experts told us that's terrific. If for everybody to start thinking about whether or not there is a way to recycle some of this plastic. But in 40 years, we've never been able to do it economically. And if you can't do it economically, it's unlikely that it's going to take off on any sort of large scale. So at this point, one of the experts we talked to said, you know, if you're going to talk about recycling, that's fine, but not when it takes all the other oxygen out of the room, reducing and reusing.
NPR correspondent Laura Sullivan, the Frontline documentary is Plastic Wars. It airs at 10 o'clock tonight on WGVU Public Television. Laura, you're one of my favorites. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Be safe.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.